With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7:20, roughly an hour, we'll recap Valdez's trip to Pebble Beach. We'll talk about how I'm sure he's probably going to have to take out a second mortgage to pay for all the merch that he bought from the pro shop. So that's coming up at 7:20. But we did have six games to digest over Super Wild Card Weekend.
Super Wild Card Weekend.
Yep, first ever Super Wild Card Weekend. First ever Monday Night Football playoff game. We'll get to that one last. That one was a bit of a dud as the Rams advanced by beating the Cardinals. Let's go back to Saturday.
There were a bunch of duds,
all
by the way.
Back to Saturday. There were some duds. There were a few close games, but there were some blowouts, too. Let's lead off with the Bengals getting their first playoff victory in 31 years as they topped the Raiders 26-19. David Carr was kind of meh, threw for 310 yards, 54 pass attempts in the loss. Ja'Marr Chase picked up where he left off during the regular season, 9 catches for 116 yards in the win. Raiders go home, Bengals advance.
That might have been the best game, though.
It's a great game.
The whole weekend. Now, I don't know why Carr was trying to jam in that last pass. It didn't even look like it would make it into the end zone.
He was getting pressured.
Maybe it would have.
He was getting pressured. I mean, he just didn't have that much time.
But I wouldn't say he had a terrible game, Cakes.
I mean, he was 29-54, 310. I mean, he hits 300 because he threw a billion passes. He was okay. I would categorize him as okay. Wasn't great. Wasn't terrible. And that's a guy that a lot of people have been saying that the Washington football team should be in the market for, to try to trade for, to upgrade their quarterback spot.
Well, that's because he's one of the guys that might be available.
Right.
One of the better of those that might be available.
What did everyone think of the officiating? Because there was some controversy with that.
Yeah. I'm not one to ask. I was busy all weekend, so I was watching. I had one eye on it and another eye on volleyball games and that sort of thing. So I'm not one to ask.
Refresh me on the controversy because
When they blew the whistle dead and then they allowed the play allowed the pass to continue.
Well, he shouldn't have blown it dead. That was definitely a bad whistle. I understand the rule, but it was a bad whistle
sure. I believe the NFL was so pissed off at Jeremy Boger's crew. Isn't that? I believe that's who did the game.
Jerome Boger.
He's not going to work again.
Yeah, he's not working the playoffs again.
Right.
The thing about the whistle is,
the whistle was wrong.
It seemed like the whistle happened after the ball was thrown. It didn't look like any players stopped because of the whistle.
No.
No, yeah. I thought the Raiders DB stopped.
You thought so in the back of the end zone? I thought he was beat by like 5 yards.
It doesn't matter. I think as soon as the whistle blows, the play's dead. It doesn't matter if it was an inadvertent whistle.
Right,
you have to run the play back again. I'm sorry.
Right, but I heard the whistle on the replay, and I might even have heard it live, but it was a bad whistle, so I didn't have a problem with it.
They kept replaying it. I just kept saying to myself, have I lost enough hearing that I just can't hear the whistle?
You couldn't hear it.
I couldn't
hear
the whistle.
Yes, you have.
You've lost a decent amount.
I've lost.
Wow. On the replay, you could hear it. For sure.
I heard it a few times. I definitely didn't hear it live. And they ran the replay at least 2 or 3 times. Didn't hear it once.
But the whistle happens after you threw the ball, right?
You know what? Hearing aid
is
in your future.
I might be in the market.
Well, why does it matter if it's after he threw the ball? The ball's in the air. The DB could be making a play on it. It just stops.
Because the DB was like 5 yards behind the play. My perception of the play was he didn't stop and it wasn't a touchdown because they stopped.
Hey, I'm no expert at refereeing.
How Burrow about rolled to the right, was about to go out of bounds, whistle. Threw it to the back of the end zone to a guy who was open.
Don't be so whistle happy. Just let. Can you let the play breathe, official?
There was no reason
Please?
To blow that whistle. I didn't
Why
make any
are
sense.
You so
I guess he was anticipating him
whistle.
Going out of bounds, I guess.
I hey,
at least he
it.
Wasn't 100 yards behind the play like the guy in the Cowboys game.
I didn't have money on it either way, so it didn't bother me.
You know what?
I was rooting for the Bengals.
This is probably way. I'll be in a coffin or I'll be my ashes will be scattered when this happens. Robot officials. When are we going to have robot officials? When are we going to get rid of the stupid, archaic chain gang system? When are we gonna have a laser tracker on the football so we don't have to rely on 70-year-old men to spot the football?
Well, I mean, you're still gonna.
What are we doing here? This is a multi-billion-dollar.
You're gonna still need humans, Cakes, because you determine if the knee was down, whether the football crossed the line.
I
at
think
that
a
point.
Robot could do that.
I'm not sure.
We have robots in tennis that determine whether serves.
Yeah, but that's just the ball.
But these are judgment calls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, well, you know
determine
what?
If the knee was down or
Develop
not.
Develop a robot that comes up with good judgment. Okay, you know, I think we're at that point.
You might be able to do it. I mean, the Roomba can navigate a room with chairs, with people.
You think the NFL in the year 2095 is going to have old codgers who are doing this to supplement their retirement spotting footballs anymore? That's not going to happen.
Well, how are you going to have
impossible.
How are you going to have a robot spot the football when Dak puts it 2 yards further up the field with 3 seconds left in the game?
I don't have the answer to the specifics. I'm a broad range thinking kind of guy, idea guy.
You're a big picture
okay,
guy.
Yeah.
It was kind of sucky though that every close playoff game was mired in officiating controversy.
Right, official hell.
Yeah. Actually, I'm starting to feel bad for the officials because no matter what happens, they'll be blamed for it. Doesn't matter how awful and undisciplined Dallas is. The refs are the one at fault for their 14 flags.
Well, in the late game, in the nightcap. You didn't have to worry about official error because that game was a freaking bloodbath as the Bills just destroyed the Patriots 47-17. Josh Allen was, I mean, he was just thermonuclear hot in that game.
One of the best games ever for a quarterback in the playoffs.
The Bills couldn't be stopped on offense. I mean, Devin Singletary has taken over that backfield. He had 16 carries, found the end zone twice. Dawson Knox almost had 100 yards receiving. He found the end zone twice as well. I mean,
how did the Patriots beat the Bills in the regular season?
I don't know. Mm. I just have no idea. But it didn't happen in Orchard Park over the weekend. And I know it's kind of hacky, but the bit of guys jumping off of like box trucks into tables and snapping them in half, it kind of makes me laugh.
Mm.
I know it's an old bit now, and everybody does it. So it's kind of hacky, kind of makes me laugh. And those guys, borderline insane for climbing up, I don't know, 12, 15 feet and just launching themselves into tables.
Oh, yeah. Once you hit 50, you don't do that anymore.
Oh, that's a young man's game.
By the way, how about seeing Fitz out there with his shirt off?
I did see Fitz with his shirt
with
off.
With the Bills Mafia.
Yes.
Cheering him on. That was pretty cool. He must be done. He knows he's done. You're not doing that if you think you're still playing.
I mean,
his heart's in Buffalo.
I don't see why that would matter. I mean,
it doesn't particularly matter, but I don't know.
You know, the trendy thing to ask is if you had to start a team now, would you start it with Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
Ooh, I don't know. They're both great.
Mahomes had a 5-touchdown game himself as they dismantled the Steelers, which you expect. So the Chiefs are going to play the Bills. Obviously, that's going to be the talk this week because it's Chiefs-Bills.
Can't go wrong either way. They were both great.
I'm probably
I would still lean towards Mahomes.
Slight nod to Mahomes, but it's like 60-40. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Because if you want a guy who can take off and run, I mean, Mahomes can do that to an extent, but he can't do it like Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen can get you 80 yards on the ground in certain games.
And run over guys.
Right.
He can truck guys.
Because he's a monster.
All right, but he's got the same arm.
Yeah, they both have cannons.
I mean, some of the throws he makes.
Oh, he just punishes the ball through the wind. Just pushes it right through the wind.
He had some dud games this year, though. He's a little inconsistent. A little. But you would love to have him.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially a team that's quarterback starved like the Washington football team. They wouldn't be nitpicky. They'd take either one of those guys if they could get them. Let's move on to Sunday. Your first game Sunday was the Eagles traveling and take on the Bucs. That game was just a bloodbath till the end when the Eagles showed a little bit of signs of life, but the game was out of control at that point.
They couldn't run on them, and Jalen Hurts wasn't good.
It was 31-0 at one point, and the Eagles, you know, got some garbage time touchdowns late, but that one was never in doubt. Brady was really good, 29-37, 271 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day. And Mike Evans, you know, with guys going down around him, guys like, you know, no Antonio Brown any longer, no Godwin, 9 catches for 117 and a touchdown in the win. Now, your middle game that day is Niners at the Cowboys. Niners go on the road, upset the Cowboys, send them home. They win 23-17. Of course, everybody's talking about the play call at the end with the scramble.
It was weird.
Then, there wasn't enough time to get really the playoff.
And McCarthy defended it, too. He said it was the right call. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it definitely surprised people.
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
I was praying you're going to break that out. Thank you, Valdez. That's
but Dak didn't play well apropos. Overall. Dak was 23 for 43, 254, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, sacked 5 times in the game. They couldn't run the football, ran for 77 yards. The 49ers had that game in hand until Jimmy G threw a terrible interception. Terrible interception. It was the last thing that he could have afforded to do. And Dallas almost was in position to steal that game. The thing about that play call, I don't hate the play call if he goes down a little quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, he got greedy.
Yeah, but I mean, even if they pull it off by 1 second, it's just so risky.
Definitely risky.
Why not just take 2 shots?
Well, those are 2 Hail Marys.
You're throwing 2 Hail Marys.
I mean, was it those 40 aren't work. Or so? Is that where he was?
Yeah, but those aren't going to work either.
Not necessarily a Hail Mary. Not necessarily. I
mean, pretty close.
Yeah.
A long grasper is what it is.
I would have liked it if it worked. It just didn't work.
Well, the ref also, I mean, get out of the way. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, but they say he has to touch the ball. I know, but
he
ran into the back of Dak.
It's another dumb rule. Why does he have to touch the ball?
Well, because again,
he has to officially set it. You can't just let players mark the ball.
Well, he was 100 yards behind the play. Look, I think Dallas deserved to lose. Let me say that. Dallas deserved to lose. But I don't know why that referee is 100 yards behind the play and has to sprint.
Because he's 100.
He's 30 yards. He's but 60. Why can't he move with the play?
Because Dak is butt fast. He's this old man. Are you kidding me?
He got there pretty quick.
What do you mean, why is he all behind the play? Dak
and we can
runs
blame
like
the officials
five.
All
but
you want.
Your knees have more cartilage than
the refs. I do think
it
was a bad play call to let him go that far. I saw Chris Sims say, and Sims played in 3 different systems, but I think he said Belichick and a couple other coaches he played with said that the cutoff line for them was 16 to 18 seconds. Mm-hmm. And here they tried to squeeze 15. It in with 13, I think.
I thought it was 15. Was it 13?
Whatever it was.
Yeah, it might
it
have
was
been
a lot less. Who was clearly wasn't enough.
And the seconds were ticking off, and Roma goes, oh, they'll get it off.
And then well, they almost did.
I know, you can't false start or the game's over.
That's why you got to do the Larry Fitzgerald. You got to run. You got to run the ball back to the referee and have him spot it.
I'm not sure it would have saved him. I don't think there was enough time.
If he would have gave himself up, stood up, and then found the head judge running down the field, and then ran him the ball, then I think maybe. I think he would have had enough
by
time.
By 1/100th of a second, maybe.
Well, Tony Romo said that he has to be aware of that. He said as soon as Dak slid down, he went down to go hike the ball. And then Tony says, you got to be looking for the back judge.
In my opinion, bad call. Not enough time.
Now, do you blame? Everybody wants to blame McCarthy, but Kellen Moore is the one who's calling the plays.
I don't know.
Oh, I always blame McCarthy because he's a big, giant target. And
I don't think Kellen Moore is as smart as everybody thinks he is.
What am I supposed to say?
In the end, they gave up 169 yards rushing to the 49ers. The defense wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough.
Yeah. I don't remember the Garoppolo interception per se. Like, I don't remember.
Terrible. He was rolling to the right. And I think he had a receiver open. He just misfired. I saw him misfire several times in the game.
Mm-hmm. Look, all the quarterbacks that are potentially available have blemishes and warts. You're not getting a silly. You're getting pretty good, maybe.
Yeah, you're getting some damage.
You might get pretty good.
But the last game was, of course, last night. You didn't mention. And the Rams looked uber impressive
last
night.
Also didn't mention Steelers Chiefs, but
that's true.
Kind of knew what was going to happen there. Now, I thought the Steelers might be able to hang. I like the Steelers plus 12 and a half. Put it in the weekend parlay. Of course, they get blown out 42-21. As you mentioned earlier, Pat Mahomes, 5 touchdowns on the day, 30 of 39.
Yeah, they looked good. But the Rams, to me, of the 4 matchups coming up. So in the NFC, you've got Packers against the Niners.
Yep.
Packers are going to be heavy favorites there. And you have Tampa against the Rams. That, to me, is the most intriguing matchup of the weekend. I could kind of buy into the Bengals a little bit against the Titans. And then the Chiefs, actually, Chiefs-Bills is going to be a great game, too.
By the way, what happened to Cliff Kingsbury predicting that Kyler Murray would have the best game of his career in the playoff game against the LA Rams? That did not happen.
Dreadful, especially the first half.
And that pick that he threw in the end zone. Now look, they were backed up to the 1, so you knew nothing good was really going to happen, but it was the absolute worst-case scenario that unfolded with him getting pressure in the end zone. Just take the safety. You can't just throw the
ball.
It's
hard to take the safety.
You just can't throw the ball up for grabs from your end zone.
It was a terrible interception for sure. But I've never seen Kyler that rattled.
Yeah, he was
It looked
bad.
Like how Taylor looked when we played the Cowboys. It was kind of rattled.
And that
out.
Interception happened after the challenge to the challenge.
Yeah. Right?
That was the longest second quarter ever because they spent, right, the pass. He had a nice pass to A.J. Green.
Mm-hmm.
They ruled it. I think an incompletion at first, then they ruled it a completion.
I believe they ruled it a catch on the field, and
right.
Then it had to be overturned by McVay's challenge.
But I think they went to replay before the challenge.
Yeah.
It just took forever. But, in fact, I was watching the Peyton and Eli thing, and they had The Rock on as the second quarter guest,
mm-hmm.
and they said it was going to be the longest guest ever. That they had because the quarter just kept going right. And going and going.
Well, I think Kingsbury's going to get himself fired. There's a lot of people in Arizona media who are calling for him to be fired already.
Right.
I mean, you can't. They lost 5 out of the last 7 games last year after a hot start.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, I think they started out like 5-0 or 5-1, and they lost 5 out of the last 6 games this year. They were 10-2 on December 2nd, and they fell apart.
I don't know how you fire a guy though. It's year 3.
Because they have all the talent. They have a ton of talent.
Well, they got into the playoffs. It's the first time they got into the playoffs. Young quarterback. Like, next year is the defining year.
If he gets that year.
I'm sure he'll get it, but is anybody blown away by Kingsbury? I'm not. They have a lot of talent.
I was just disappointed by Kyler. I was disappointed by Kyler.
Also, they didn't have Hopkins.
Yeah, it hurt. I was trying to figure out why did he look so rattled. I don't know. It was a shame.
I mean, Donald got in on him once, and he just fell down. I was like, you can run.
And he has Gaines right next to him. Like, Donald, right. I think Gaines would have had the sack if Donald
Maybe.
Didn't have it.
By the way, you could keep goofing on OBJ and say he's not the same guy. Maybe he's not the same guy, but he finds the end zone. The guy finds the end zone.
Well, he looks different without Baker Mayfield throwing him the quarterback, throwing him the football.
Right.
And that's another name that keeps getting rumored for showing up here in Washington. I wouldn't be crazy about him being the guy either.
Might
especially if you have trade picks for him.
Might be a marginal upgrade.
Right.
Who knows?
Wouldn't be a big one. All right, don't forget, we'll talk more NFL coming up in a bit with Mike Jones, columnist for USA Today. He'll join the show at 7 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.